Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Seize the world on kaya959.
On the street, on the air.
So, I started school early. And funny enough, like Dirk and Sabrina Carpenter, I was also very small. I only started growing like maybe in grade 11. But throughout my school career, myself and Tanya Sackett were always like the youngest in the standard. And so at church, there was a big guy. His name was Erasmus Duma.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, we went to church together, so he knew me. So when I got to high school, Erasmus was already, I think, in grade 10 or 11.
Mm.
Used to play first team rugby. And he took a liking to me because obviously he knew me from church. And he was like, "You're small." So he used to just basically take care of me. He introduced me to all the seniors. I used to go into the matric garden, like in grade 8, you know? I was in the matric garden, obviously not doing anything. Like, he'd send me to go buy him stuff in suck shop or whatever. But luckily, because of that, it means I never got bullied.
So boy, as boy, I'm a matriculant.
Bring it crane. You know? Pretty, sounds like it. Never got bullied. Didn't get touched. Until obviously I came of age and then it was fine.
Yeah.
And this week, there's been that video. In fact, I think it came out 2 days ago of those girls that were slapping another girl. Mm. It looked like a boarding school. I don't know where that was.
Yeah.
And they were ganging up on her and they're slapping her. And bullying is obviously a thing that happens. You know, there's physical bullying. And then there's also other sorts of bullying, like mental bullying. There's social media bullying now.
Mm-hmm.
That one you can't even run away from.
Yep.
You can be like your mom's car. She's picked you up from school and they're still bullying you.
Mm-hmm.
And on the one hand, some people believe bullying builds character. On the other hand, it should not be accepted. And man, the world itself is a very, very, very harsh place.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe if you're going to raise kids, you need to raise them to be prepared for that kind of world. That's all. Not that they must accept bullying, though.
True.
And there must be severe consequences. Those kids in that video got charged.
Mm, yeah.
Literally, they appeared in court and everything.
Beautiful.
We love it.
Now, some people may say that's too extreme. I don't know. But yeah. Then I saw another video of a teacher who was fighting with a child. But this is in the US.
Mm.
Because the child called him the N-word. I thought that was just poor judgment on both sides.
Yeah.
Especially the teacher.
As an adult, why are you fighting children? You're a teacher. Just get the child expelled and keep it moving.
But also, that's a learning moment for that child. Not the beating him up, but it's a teachable moment. You have to sit them down and explain that that is not proper conduct.
Missed opportunity, though, to teach.
Missed opportunity to teach.
Here's the thing I will say on impulse points. I've also seen videos of children who are now beating teachers.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because now, if
that happens, I'm sorry, the teachers well within their rights to now defend themselves.
Yeah, those are two different situations.
Yeah.
The other one sounds like the teacher really got angry at being called that and started the fight. But if a teacher's protecting or defending himself, nothing wrong with that.
How do we deal with this bullying in this day and age? I'll also be honest. I mean, it's been a long time since I was in school. I left school in 2000. Maybe things are worse now. I don't know.
Well, as you say, things are worse in the sense that you don't just get bullied eskolweni. They can also get hold of you via social media. You know, we grew up seeing bullying all the time. The most that you can do is go to a teacher and hopefully that child's parents get called into the school. That was the most that you can do. But now it becomes not just being bullied in the school, because as you say, the video gets posted on social media, it goes viral. Depending on how people take it, either you will be further bullied at school because, you're a wimp, or people will be on your side, right? So I think I like the direction that a lot of schools are taking in terms of having these anti-bullying days where they teach children not to bully and so on and so forth. But when it comes to bullying, guys, let's be honest, even adults bully other adults in the workplace. Oh, you bullied me to come into studio right now. You bullied me,
right? He's not eating your food.
If he's not eating our food, he bullies us here all the time.
First of all, I've never eaten Saul's food.
There's no food to eat. I finish it first. Okay. That's why.
and you looked in my direction. Somebody stole my wine gums, guys.
You see? You see?
Wine gums. You see? Light work.
And for him,
light work. It wasn't me.
For him, it's not stealing. It's
yeah, I would have told you if it was me. But where were they?
But honestly,
they were literally outside here.
And when?
Probably 2 weeks ago. And
she's
guess
still
what?
Hacked.
Yeah.
There's cameras there. We can just go search.
Yeah. We went to the cameras.
It's theft.
We went to the cameras, but we couldn't tell. It was a strange position, so we couldn't tell.
But now, what are you doing leaving wine gums? Just put them in your pockets.
No, I don't like coming into studio with food. So I was leaving them there, and then when I came back, somebody took them.
Nah. But on a serious note, bullying is a problem that's not going to finish anytime soon. It happens,
sadly,
even with adults. It happens with kids because sometimes people project their own home environment.
So, do you remember at school? I'll speak for boys. I know maybe women, girls did this as well. I'm not sure. But boys, there'd literally be a para, like set up, mm-hmm. which is a fight. Para, para. So, Caesar and Saul, okay. this afternoon.
Oh, Barney.
Yeah. This afternoon, it's going down 4 o'clock
after
behind
school.
The field. You and I, bro, you and I.
Yeah.
Telling you.
Yeah.
Hey, we're going to settle this.
Yeah.
Is that a way to settle things?
That is a way to settle things if both parties are saying, yeah, I'll be there. Then it becomes bullying when the one kid can't defend themselves and the other one is clearly bigger.
Yeah.
Then it's bully because you're summoning the other kid. But if the other kid is also saying, all right, I'll take you on, you know, then it's you can settle things like that. I mean, I fought a lot when I was in primary school, funny enough. And I was a big guy. Never really got bullied. The one time I did get bullied was by a much bigger guy, Ekasi.
Mm.
And the only thing I could do was tell my mom. And we literally, my mom, I remember her in her church clothing. Well, because she was coming back from church. Literally, we went into the buddy's living room. I couldn't believe it. I'm like, I'm in his living room. Yeah, what's going on? So this is where you sit.
That's why.
And my mom literally. And my mom literally tuned the mom. And more often than not, you can tell where the kid gets the culture.
Yes,
because
yeah.
the mom was so nonchalant.
Yeah.
Uzweli, I remember him very well. Uzweli, the mom didn't care. The dad was a truck driver who's never around. When he's around, he also doesn't care.
Mm.
I'm suspecting they could even have been GBV in that household.
Yeah.
The way I look at it now in hindsight. So with my kid, like you said, we must always teach our kids how to treat other kids with kindness. But when we do that, we must not forget to also teach our kids how to deal with kids who are not nice to them. Like, I tell my child when she says, so-and-so, because I ask her, what made you smile today? What made you laugh? That's the best way to get a kid to speak instead of who bullied you.
Yes.
And then she says, no, these kids, they don't like me. I said, then don't try to be their friends. Don't try to chill around them. But when I get the sense that it's escalating to being targeted and being tormented and bullied, then that's where I as a parent step in.
That's what I wanted to know. What do you teach your kids? If another kid hits you, do you hit back? Do you teach them to hit back? Do you teach them to come back to you? Do you teach them to go to a teacher? Those are some of the things that become a little bit tricky at times.
Yeah, so that's up to each parent. But my personal ethos is, so it's different for boy children and girl children.
Mm-hmm.
But I believe you must raise a boy child to be as strong as they possibly can be.
Self-defense.
But then learn how to control themselves.
Uh-huh. Okay. Mm.
Because that's really what the fight is in life. It's about self-control. And we also forget that children themselves are learning all sorts of things as they grow older. So they're learning conflict resolution. They're learning, okay, how do we handle a situation where we disagree? Because there will be disagreements, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's essentially it. Equip them with as much information and tools as possible, and then they just need to restrain themselves.
My children, they have to come to me. Honestly, when something happens, I've just opened that door that you've got to tell me any and everything that happens in school and we'll deal with it. We'll take it from there. Then I'll approach the teachers. But I haven't taught them self-defense per se, but perhaps now, given what we're seeing here, you do need to teach them self-defense. And when it comes to people that want to isolate them, like Saul says with his daughter, I teach them then it's okay. If people want to exclude you, agree to be excluded. Accept the position where they've placed you. It's fine.
So give us a shout and let us know what your thoughts are. 086-000-0959. So many texts coming in. Dusani Deva says, the guy that bullied him failed matric. So the universe stepped in there for him.
the police.
You should have failed earlier, because in matric it was at the end anyway. Should have failed like grade 8 or something. And then you move ahead.
After school, what say para? Or did he say? What did he say?
Para. Para.
About what a high school or a matric garden.
Yeah, we had a matric garden.
What are you saying? What
words? Barney. Barney. We called it Barney as well.
Barney.
We never called it.
Saw me.
You guys don't want peanut butter sauce is Igliwa.
Yeah.
Ipero.
Oh,
what's a pera? What's a pera now?
Have you never heard of Ipero?
No. That's Jack Pero. That's it.
Pera. Pera. Pera.
Good morning. Good morning, Kaya team. I should end up bullying in trauma. Itinabanya, we have a remedy, a permanent remedy for it. Mina, you bully my kid, and so land my parents wako no bully shabona, then they'll discipline you.
Yeah, that is a good way. Handle it amongst adults.
Yeah, Sizo Mina, I would like to believe that bullying builds a character. I, for one, Mina, I'm dark in complexion and dengue shorts. So now, as calling they used to bully me, used to be called Ikateli Mnyama. That was, okay, in primary, no, that was in grade 8. I was called Black Cat, Oman, No. I think it's in like so. And then I started being the bully. But then when I was not a bully, I would even quit school. Being a shaker and being a nanny. And I accepted to go to Nimiam. Namkanje, I'm a very proud man, too. So yeah, I would like to believe that bullying builds a character. Namhlanje I'm the strongest woman. I would like to believe.
Yeah, ukhona ukugwarana, which I think is healthy in a way in terms of character building. You learn to snap back, be witty, all of those things. Kodwa ke, when it comes to physical violence, you see, you can't condone that.
It's not a para, it's a guri to fight.
So my son was very tiny when he went to high school. So when he started grade 8, he was very tiny. And there was a grade 11 kid that was bullying him, a big guy. So one day I'm dropping him off and he shows me the guy. I'm like, okay, no, I'll go report it to the principal. I followed due process, but the principal did nothing about it. So the one day I'm dropping my son off and the parents are dropping this kid off. I went and I spoke to them and I said, your son is doing 1, 2, 3 bayang pagamel. The strat mate in me came out. I dealt with the son, the mom, and the dad. I'm not proud of that moment. I dealt with them proper. It never happened again.
The issue of bullying is actually very close to my heart. But now that we're actually talking about it as well, growing up, we used to bully each other. That we would, what are you? We laugh. But the difference is that it's bullying that we didn't have to heal from. We get home, we still laugh at it. You understand? The bullying nowadays is hectic, but as a parent and a mother of three, I really think as well at home, yes, the schools are doing these anti-bullying sessions and teachings at home. Build up your children to an extent that if they are bullied, they're able to speak up or they can fight for themselves. Mina, unfortunately, I'm teaching my very own children that once they bully you, you girl up, you man up, you boy up, eye for an eye, because what the hell.
Can we also speak about bullying in the family? So now I've had to cut out ties with an older cousin of mine who's a bully. So, you know what, without going in much detail. So in the family, you know, they are enablers. Then there'll be the bullies. So honestly, at this time, I just stood up for myself and I was like, nope, you're not going to treat me like that. It's either mutual respect or nothing.
Yasmin, Angazi, I've never been bullied because I was always around abantu abasatshwayo like esikolweni. I was always protected and I was the youngest classini nasesikolweni. And then okunye futhi labantwana laba amadimoni lawo I hope ukuthi babavale because into bekumele bayenza bekumele ngabe badlala iplay doh manje babhizi bashana nabanye abantwana yabona. I hope bavalele ukuba isifundo kwabanye abantwana yabona ukuthi bullying is not okay, bullying is not right.
Play down.
So bullying is a thing. It's a big thing, especially in corporate SA as well. I'm speaking from my point of view as an adult working, and you see these girl cliques in the corporate environment and how they will bully you if you are not for them, right? And I just believe that you need to stand your ground as a person. I know it's very difficult, especially for one's mental health, but if you need to stand your ground and be firm, because if you stand for something, that's great. But if you're going to fall for everything, that's where the catch is, because they'll want to send you in every direction to fight their battles. Meanwhile, they are the innocent ones. So bullying is very prevalent in corporate South Africa, and it is just very sad to watch, especially when you see it happening amongst black females, black leaders who are in these cliques, and they just get everyone in them and everyone's just fighting.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.